Moonies, Atlantis off the maps.
Who keeps the Martians under wraps?
We do, we do.
Live 106.3 The Game here on this Thursday. We're live at the Omni Nashville Hotel. There you go. There it is. live at Kitchen Doors at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Joe, you do the honors. Yeah. I know you're excited.
Anytime you get somebody's mentioned on The Simpsons on our show in Nashville, it's a beautiful thing. Let's welcome in the talented, the amazing, the great actor Steve Guttenberg on the Chasing Big Joe show. Steve, good morning. Thank you for doing this.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing quite well. Thank you. Have you ever been on a sports radio show in Nashville, Tennessee before?
No, this is my first time, so be gentle. But I got to tell you something. You guys run the best ED commercials ever. Oh, man. That's so cool.
Well, thank you for that.
It's amazing that you just blurt that stuff out. You know, I'm sitting there waiting. My sort of time is precious. I'm sitting here listening to your... selling the ED game. What the hell is wrong with you?
Then the commercial works, Steve, so thank you. We expect your order sometime by this afternoon. So thank you.
Yeah, don't worry about me, brother. I'm fine. Don't worry.
Awesome.
We're good here.
Steve, we got a lot to talk about, but let's first talk about you're in this new Lifetime movie, which is getting a lot of buzz, Kidnapped by a Killer, the Heather Robinson story. You play a serial killer, John Edward Robinson, the uncle of Heather Robinson, kidnapped as a baby and raised by Robinson's family. I think you're a wonderful actor, and I'm excited to see this, to see you as a serial killer. How much, I'm going to say fun was it, but how different was this for you playing this type of, I guess, creepy role?
It's such a great opportunity. I worked for Lifetime a couple years ago. I did a picture called with Cybill Shepherd, How to Murder Your Husband. And Lifetime is terrific at true crime stories. And people are terrific at murder. People love murder. They just love
right.
it. Murder in the Building, Dial Men for Murder, Give Me Murder, My Mother Loves Murder, All the Women I Know, They Love Murder. You say, do you want to see a love story or a story about murder? Give me murder. I love murder. And that's what Lifetime has built a great platform on, is these women in trouble, and I'm so glad to be part of it. It's a genre that works. Now, playing the part was a ball, because as an actor, you want to pop up different holes. The research on the other side was quite difficult because this guy had a heinous life. His actions were below despicable. He's in jail now for life on death row. But he was a fraudster. He extorted. He actually seduced women and murdered them, chopped them up and put them in a barrel.
God.
And he met a woman who had an infant, brought her to a hotel room, murdered her in front of the infant, and gave the infant back to, gave the infant to his brother and sister-in-law to raise as their own. Just a heinous human being. So it was exciting to create the character. I wish it never happened in real life because so many people were hurt by this guy.
So when it is a true life story like this, Steve, does that make it more difficult to capture everything? Because, like, we all know this story. Or is it make it a challenge for you? Like, all right, I got to bring this guy to life in a very creepy and just, wow, kind of way.
Acting is real emotions in imaginary circumstances. And that's what you want to elicit. So it was exciting to build this character, to create his posture and his walk and his look. I spend an hour and a half in makeup every day, shaved my hairline back. I gained some weight. We did props and it turned out terrific. We painted a picture of John Robinson, the serial killer, quite realistically, I think. So I had an extremely creative time doing it. And I'm so thankful to Lifetime for giving me this opportunity.
We're talking to the fine actor Steve Guttenberg here on the Chasing Big Joe show. So looking back at some of the movies that you made in your career, I mean, obviously the Police Academy movies certainly stand out. How much fun was it making all of those? And you know, are you as, I guess, how proud are you that they still stand the test of time and are so popular today?
I'm very, very fortunate to have gotten that job. Police Academy is such a one of the highest earners in the franchise business. And it, like most of my jobs, I feel very grateful to have them. Actually, all my jobs. I'm an actor, and I want to work. But the great part of Three Men or Police Academy or Short Circuit, Diner, you know, there's so many that have lasted the test of time. This year is, let's see, I think this year is Police Academy's 40th anniversary. Yeah, 40 years. Just lucky to get the part. You know, I screen tested against somebody who was really talented, good looking, smart, funny, could dance, could sing, could act. And they chose me, but it was
nice
competition. You know, it always is to get a part, you know, it always is tough.
It is. All right. So I got to bring up, I mean, it's the movie Cocoon, Steve, and I know, you know, you're proud of all your movies, but that movie, I mean, with the great cast, everybody that's in there, did you, I mean, we ask this question all the time when people come on our show about they've been in successful movies, but you had to know you had something special with Cocoon, right?
I sure did. Oh, absolutely. When you read the screenplay and then you hear about the players that are involved, you know, it's not hard to say, wow, this is going to be really good. And Cocoon was one of those pictures. Ron Howard was coming off a Splash. And Dick Zanuck was the producer of Jaws. And you had, Maureen Stapleton and Hume Cronin, Jessica Tandy, Gwen Verdon, you know, and Jack Guilford. You had the best people on the planet working, the best crew. We were going to shoot in beautiful places in the Bahamas and Florida. It was pretty easy to say yes. Actually, my agents didn't want me to do Cocoon because they thought nobody's going to see a movie. I was coming off of Police Academy, I think, or Diner. But they thought nobody's going to want to see a movie about old people. But they were wrong.
Right.
So how many times did it take you to shoot the scene with Tom Selleck and you guys changing the diaper on the baby in Three Men and a Baby?
We had a great time on that movie. Just such a great time. First of all, those guys are amazing. They're such good guys. And it was a beautiful shoot. We had an incredible director, Leonard Nimoy, who's not only a famous actor, but just a really terrific director. It was ball every day. I mean, Tom is a really good guy. Ted is a terrific person. So, you know, when you come to work with those type of people and you got a great script and you got a great idea and you got Disney and an executive like Jeffrey Katzenberg, it's, you know, not too hard.
Yeah. And then, I mean, that movie, were you surprised? It's a great movie. But did you think it would take off the way Three Men and a Baby did? Because I remember we all saw that movie. I think it was the summer of 87. Just exploded. Did you have any idea for that movie, Steve, how successful it would be?
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it from the get-go. It was going to be terrific because the script was great. It was a huge hit in France. It was a no-brainer. I mean, you know, sometimes you have to take the good with the good, and this was really good.
Yeah, it was. Steve Guttenberg is on the line on the Chase and Big Joe show. Steve, I follow your Instagram stories and stories that you do about gratitude. Chase and I are big proponents of mental health and men reaching out and men talking and men finding their place and, you know, just talking. Why is all that so important to you? Because I'm telling you, what you talk about is beautiful, and it's deep, and it's personal. Why did you feel the need to do this?
Well, I started when my dad was in the hospital, and 3 a.m, I would come outside, have nobody to talk to. And a friend of mine said, just talk to the internet. People will write back. So I did, and I found a lot of people were in the same place as me. But I just started to try to talk about what I think about, which is pretty universal. The truth is, a mechanic in Iran is the same as a mechanic in Japan, and a teacher in London is the same as a teacher in Venezuela. And a mother in Des Moines, Iowa, is the same as a mother in Afghanistan. We're all the same. We all look different. We come from different countries. We speak different languages. But we're all the same. So I do think that our thoughts are similar as human beings. And what I can talk about on my site. Maybe people can glean some relevance from and relate to, you know. So that's how I do it.
I think it's a beautiful thing. Again, Steve Guttenberg, the new Lifetime movie, Kidnapped by a Killer, the Heather Robinson story, premieres on Lifetime this Saturday, June 7th. It's got a lot of buzz. Steve, this is an honor. Thank you. Thank you for the movies. I'll go back and watch Cocoon this afternoon and cry again like I always do. Thank you, my man. We appreciate you.
Thanks a lot for having me on your show, and I appreciate you guys taking a look at our movie.
Thanks so much, Steve. We appreciate it. Steve Guttenberg, the fine actor here on the Chasing Big Joe show. And again, as Joe mentioned, Kidnapped by a Killer, the Heather Robinson story, debuts Saturday on Lifetime. And really, it was funny when I pulled up IMDb. And
right.
It's the scene of Three Men and a Baby. They're changing the diaper, and Tom Selleck holds the baby up and just pees all over.
I mean, you're in there with Ted Danson and Tom Selleck.
Two of the biggest stars of the 80s.
Yeah, I would tell you, do not go see Cocoon with your mom.
Okay.
It's I'm telling you, I saw my mom in 1985 and she cried the entire, I mean, it's that powerful of a movie. Brian Dennehy, Tommy Callahan's dad's in that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Brian Dennehy's in it. It's a wonderful movie, and he plays such an innocent character that it truly is one of the most underrated, fantastic movies of all time.
Well, very, very good. Cool to, you know, we like to mix in the pop culture.
Right, man. So, with the opportunity to throw Steve Guttenberg. Give me a break. We had Shooter McGavin, Bubba Gump. Take all these people.
We've had quite a few.
Nani.
Nani was on.
Nani was the best. Dr. Crane. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Coming up next, I saw this when I logged on to ESPN.com this morning. And I'm noticing a theme when it comes to the Titans. And I don't know if I should be happy about that or worried. I'll tell you what I mean. Coming up next, Chase and Big Joe, we're live at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes. And Dr. Crane is back at the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service.